Welcome to Manpower Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over the age of 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Manpower Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. This week, we're going to discuss the following submitted questions. Here's the short list. Number one, how do you adjust your budget when you've been laid off? What steps would you recommend in this situation? Number two, how can I find a job when everyone is reducing their workforce? And number three, what changes have you made to your plans in today's economy? These are great questions, and I ask you from this point forward, please add more details about your situations so that when you send a question, we can actually develop a specific game plan for you to follow. To me, the word budget takes on a new meaning when you've lost your job. In my opinion, the first consideration would be the welfare of your family. Evaluate your current financial position by answering the following 8 questions. Number one, how much money is in your emergency account and how long will it last if no income is added to it and with your current lifestyle? Number two, what expenses can be cut immediately and what are you willing to give up? Three, who do you know that may hire you or recommend you for a job? 4. Can you make a living doing what you really love to do? 5. If so, how long will it take you to earn the minimum budget amount required? 6. What are your true needs versus your wants or your habits? 7. Do you qualify for unemployment and what has to be done to receive the money? And 8. What is your mental stability? How do you feel about losing your job? Are you depressed? Are you okay with knowing that you've lost your job and you're ready to move forward? These types of questions will help you set the course for building a plan that will get you where you want to be in short order. Now understand that this is a temporary game plan to help you stabilize your life while you're making adjustments to building your dream life. You have the option of defining what temporary means in this economy. The second consideration is what marketable skills are in demand and how can you tap into that market? I recommend letting everyone in your sphere of influence know that you're looking for work and ask for their help in referring you to a position. Attend job fairs with your goal being to set yourself apart from the other candidates by being creative and resourceful. Go the extra mile to establish new contacts. If new skills are required, start immediately to learn them and network within that new industry. I believe in asking for what you want. And as my mentors say, focus your attention on what you want and take action. Thinking about what steps you need to take or what you would like to do is great, but unless you actually make an effort to take the action, will anything really happen? Now, as for the budget, start immediately to stretch your money by using things like coupons, shopping at bargain stores, or changing your schedule to take advantage of lower price meals. If you already have good management skills, which include setting budgets and sticking to them, living within your means and paying yourself first, then you only need to adapt while your income is being replaced. If your money management skills needs attention, then now is the time to implement new strategies. When your goal is to achieve abundance in your life, paying yourself first, budgeting, and living within your means is an excellent start. Paying yourself first means to put money in your savings account before you do anything else, even before you pay your bills. Even though you were dealing with an emotional letdown from losing your job, continuing to set aside money is a good idea because times may actually get worse before they get better. Making these small changes will give you better feeling about your situation and may bring lasting changes to your financial well-being. The answer to the second question would make me a rich man if I could guarantee the results because there are over 3.5 million people who have lost their jobs and the number is growing every month. How can you find a job when everyone is reducing their workforce? That's an excellent question. The world's economy is in a downward spiral and I hope the stimulus package and the attempts being made by the government will be able to reverse the pattern. The jobs that will be generated as a result of their stimulus package will develop as the monies become available. Now, it's my understanding that this may be a slow process of getting people back to work. However, once the jobs have been established, they'll be around for at least the next 8 years or so. So it's not a quick solution, but it is a solution. To me, a quick solution would be to apply for seasonal work and make money while you're deciding what your long-term plans and goals are. Sometimes the seasonal work will actually lead into your next job if that's what you so desire. The question that hopefully everyone will explore is, what type of work do you really enjoy? Have you always wanted to be your own boss? If your entrepreneurial spirit has been on your mind from time to time, now is the time to explore that opportunity. You have no job, so your time restriction is actually non-existent. You have the time now to devote to your business, and when you love what you're doing, it's not like working your job anyway. I encourage you to look within yourself first to understand what would make you the happiest and go from there. Finding a job in this economy may take a creative imagination and a support team sharing information and helping open doors. It means attending job fairs, calling friends for information or referrals, and networking. And yes, I did say networking. For those of you that this word doesn't stand out because you've been so involved with your job, it means getting out with people that you may or may not know to see what's available, to see who's looking to hire someone, to meet new friends, and to have a little fun. In the past, utilities, medical fields, and insurance companies were the least affected by the recession. But today, with so many unknowns in the economy, every industry is getting hammered. Just think about the major businesses that have received TARP funds and are still in bad shape after receiving billions of dollars. In my opinion, you can find a job in any economy when, number one, you believe in yourself and you're willing to learn new skills. Just so you know that I walk the talk, I'm now working as a tax professional after getting hammered in the real estate market. I've not had a job in over 5 years, so yes, I do believe in taking action and living the life you want. Remember, there may be a little rain in your life, or you may receive some lemons. Smile, and as one of my best friends says, remember, and this too shall pass. The third question is, what changes have I made to my plan in today's economy? I'm just like you, in that my plans require constant adjustments and refining to make sure I'm actually traveling in the right direction. Becoming a certified in a new skill opened the door to my current position. Learning new skills. Yes, that's always available. Learn new skills. After studying and listening to the experts on what to expect over the next few years, I've made the following adjustments to my plans. Before I share those adjustments, let me say that living my dream life is my first foremost goal. I'm continually grateful for simply seeing another day and smiling with others when we share a brief moment together. Now, let me share some of the adjustments that I've made because of the economy. Number one, I've suspended my article writing and internet marketing campaigns until after tax season. Number two, the writing of my first book has been put on hold until later in the year. Number three, I'm earning additional incomes in several arenas to have capital for new opportunities. Number four, research, and more research to take advantage of the opportunities and not have the opportunities take advantage of me. Number five, change the focus of Manpower Talk Radio to help others get a firm grasp on how to build their dream life and feel okay with making changes. Number six, my drag racing shop is being relocated to reduce the expenses or the overhead. And my 2009 season may also be suspended. Number seven, I'm actively networking to create opportunities for generating funds, and which I call my financial freedom funds. Now, that's just a short list of the things that I've implemented into my life or into my goals to make sure I'm where I need to be and that I can continue to have the fantastic dream life that I'm living. How many people did you share your smile with this week? How much did you save or add to your budget by being selective in your purchases? Remember, the things that you do daily are part of your life, and when you make a conscious effort to bring about change, then you become the captain of your ship. You're invited to send your suggestions and comments to www.menpowerradio.com. That's MENPOWERRADIO.com. We appreciate your support and invite you to share this broadcast with your friends and family as we open our network to you. I look forward to hearing about your experiences, challenges, and successes. Send your comments, ideas, and suggestions for improving our show to meet your needs to www.menpowerradio.com. Until next time, stay cool under pressure and remember, you are never alone. I leave you with this thought. I am willing to face new challenges and learn new skills. I'm not afraid to ask for help and understand that I have everything I need right now to be successful. This is Ronnie Venable of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with, live like there's no tomorrow, enjoy life, have fun.